Good afternoon, Lehigh High School. This is Mike Schofield from Kingsburg, California. Here with you today at the NEBO Tournament of Bands. I'm going to be evaluating you today in the area of visual ensemble, and I'm very much looking forward to your performance. Very intrigued by the setup of the field. Piques a lot of interest. Nice job with the guard here. Okay, make sure we're covering down in these files, band members. Very important. The body centered behind the first one in front of you. Nice job of arriving to this set. Nice form control both from the guard and from the band. Shot through this, follow the leader here. Be very careful upper body orientation as you come down through the form. I want to rotate at the hips to make sure, to make sure that the upper body stays flat to the sideline at all times. Apologize for that yard marker being right there, boy. We're going to make sure that we shake it off and recover. Nice job. As we come in through this to this form here, I think the direction changes from going forward to sideways to backwards could be enhanced. What count do you switch from forward to sideways to backwards? And how big of a step size are you supposed to take, and how do you adjust to that step size? Things to make this form more accurate, because as we progress through this portion of the show, this idea that we have where we're having these vertical lines, it's obvious to me that most of the time they're supposed to be very straight, and sometimes they're not. That's just a very simple cover down exercise that we need to just, the show has so many bells and whistles that we want to make sure that they eat, that the basic level of training is completely intact. Nice job of getting into these smaller groups of musicians. Check out little things like the way you carry yourselves, the way you carry your horns from person to person in each section. Okay. There's definitely evidence of training here in regards to this backward stride. We have to make sure that's perfectly consistent from performer to performer, getting up on the platform, gliding with the toe, and not allowing the heel to hit the ground. Most performers handling their responsibilities really well. Flutes with this double time, just have to engage the core and lead with the ankle, swing that heel through and pop the toe up. Get that foot down on time. A lot of out of step and phasing with that section there. Nice moment here, getting into this form. I appreciate the upper body orientation here. It's very obvious that this has been explained in detail. We need the same level of detail from all performers when they're moving. job with the step off there. I appreciate the way that the people taking smaller steps are not allowing that to become feet mashing or shuffling of the feet, but they are actually using the marching technique even though they are taking small steps. All right, we really want to define this position here. Is the knee going all the way over the toe? Is it staying over the ankle and then with the back foot with the trailing leg? We want to make sure that the heel is up and the toe is down, or is the toe being, or is the foot being laid on its side? Especially those people with their backs to us, it's very obvious. So define that from person to person. Make sure every single person is doing it exactly the same time. There is a lot of variation there. And those are little details, even with the creative parts of the show, that we want to make sure are completely intact. Impressed with the form control from the guard too. They're doing a very nice job of just making sure that they're in the right spot at the right time. Yeah, good tempo pulse control. Avoid the upper body bouncing as we go backwards. Control yourself at the core. Pull yourself out of your hips. Rotate from the hips and glue those shoulders to the sideline. Yeah. Make sure that these forms here are consistent from side to side. These big straight lines. Some minor spacing issues. Yeah, very smart use of the prop there, the pathway. To help with the accuracy of some of these forms, that's very smart. Okay, with the jazz running, make sure that we're all doing that together, and the feet timing is of equal importance in jazz running as it is any other time. That's a lot of fun. Okay, and again, define this pose. Is it a lunge? Are we going down over the knee? Are we going down over the toes, even with the ankle? What are we doing with that trailing leg? Things like that. Yeah, nice tempo control with the legs here. Going at this quicker tempo. You know, look at some of the parts where, you know, as the forms are rotating, the last person doing halftime marching and the first person doing double time. And look for ways to make that not so obvious, to have that be just a really nice midpoint where the form can rotate and that's it, to not let that be a wrinkle in the form in any way. Yeah, very nice. All right, Lehigh, you guys have done a really nice job with this program. I appreciate the attention to detail that you're giving things. I think some of the more creative aspects of the show, the body poses and things like that, do need to be refined. Defined, I should say. What do you do with that trailing leg? How is everything supposed to work with the lunge? Are we going all the way over the toe? Or are we keeping the knee even with the ankle? Things like that. Every little detail counts. And you guys are at the level where you can move on to things like that. So thank you very much for letting me enjoy your show with you today. I thought you did a really great job today, and congratulations. I enjoyed it very much. Take care.